Pickaxe.
Hello, I'm Alex, and I'm here to tell you about Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. Everyone thinks they're sitting on the next smash hit video game. This is where we put those crazy ideas to the test. We have guest appearances from your favorite creators, and no idea is too weird or too dumb. Well, maybe some are a bit too dumb. So, check out Pitch Please on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to your hosts.
Wow.
Ooh, there's a kind of a certain vibe going on there.
Venetian snares.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
well, yeah.
Chill, but yeah. It's interesting.
A lot of very, very short, sharp hi-hats.
Who did that finger trap?
That was Jack Brophy, sorry. Not Jake. I apologize for that. I will change that in between so it gets properly credited. Anyway, welcome.
What if Jack's friends listen to this trap? They're all going to call him Jake now.
Ah, God.
If
sorry.
If they didn't before, you should now.
Sorry, Jack. Anyway, welcome to episode 66 of the Hat Chat podcast with your hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and a somewhat greasy-looking Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I've just put some moisturizer on, but it's a special kind of moisturizer that is quite greasy, unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you have those real powder pads?
No, it's not retinol. It's actually castor oil, will you believe? So it's castor oil mixed with zinc.
And what grade castor oil do you use?
I like the stuff that you can fry chips in.
Oh, God. And you fry chips in castor oil. Amazing.
Honestly, what is castor oil for? It is actually castor oil derived. No, I think it's still like a seed or something, or a plant. It's not like oil. It can be used as a laxative. That's good to know.
I'm pretty sure castor oil is also engine oil, but maybe that's just a brand. Oh, that's Castrol, I think.
Yeah. Castrol is the engine oil. Yeah. You don't want to get them confused, Ross. Castor oil has natural antiviral and antimicrobial properties.
Oh.
And it's popular treatment for skin problems, known as dermatitis, which is what I get. I get that on my face sometimes. So I get like a form of eczema, if you must know. And I'm trying to use this new cream in order to manage that. And it does work, but it makes my skin look quite greasy. So there you go. There's a complete look
into... You should
counter
with those powder pads, mate. Powder pads.
Powder pad after. I just don't have it. I don't have them in stock. I'll have to get some. But I mean, I don't know whether it sort of just undoes what I'm trying to do for my skin, though. But
maybe.
Who knows? It's a complicated world. The
Come
world
in
of
next
skin
time
care.
With a full face of makeup. It'll be fine.
Okay. Or nothing at all.
Or nothing at all, please.
Have you ever thought that we've been like sold a lie? Because ultimately, with these products and moisturizing things, where it's like anti-aging or like. You don't really know, and you only have really one life to do and apply
to
these products.
That anti-aging
so it's not like
system.
You can just be like, okay, I'm going to age from 30 to 40 with this cream and see if I reduce my wrinkles or whatever, and then I'll reset myself and try this cream. It's like, well, you're getting older anyway. Like, how can you tell whether it's working or not?
Unless there's an immediate effect, like hemorrhoid cream, where, well, I don't know if that's immediate, but it's certainly supposed to be, it tightens your skin, right? Unless you put something on your face and it visibly makes a really quick change.
Well, there are things, I think, that can have that tightening, mattifying, or whatever they call it. Like, literally, imagine putting glue on the surface of your skin, like back in school. You'd put a bit of PVA
just to peel it off.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Sorry, I was just turning my mic down because of the ambulance. So the PVA, you'd then pretend to make it look like a scar, wouldn't you, by like sticking it together? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
So like you'd put a piece of PVA, then you'd squeeze the skin, and then you'd be like, look, I've cut myself. And you'd be like, oh. I think probably there's some forms of makeup or creams that would have perhaps something akin to that effect. But no, I agree, Troy. I mean, moisturizing your skin, protecting your skin from the sun, like being hydrated so that your skin is hydrated, all good things. But I think there is a line of I mean, especially the cost of some of
Reverse
these things. The cost
aging.
Of some of these cost of some of these creams, man, is absolutely absurd. The one I'm using is like £3, and it's for babies. It's baby cream.
Probably the same ingredients.
You're not spending enough money, mate. You need to spend thousands.
Yeah, it blows my mind how much they can charge, but I mean, who's surprised anymore, really?
I imagine they put a lot of ingredients in that kind of like act like a form of polyfiller. So when you put it on, it basically fills the pores and stuff and looks smooth, but ultimately doesn't last at all and can be detrimental because you're blocking your pores. But anyway, that's way too in-depth for skin.
Just open up with a bit of skin talk.
Up those pores with a bit of skin
talk. It makes
talk.
You sound like a real person, Smith. Never do that again.
Okay.
Can you not? Because we've got to talk about strange hypothetical things that may or may not ever exist. But we can discuss them nonetheless because they're interesting thought experiments. So patron has decided. Thank you, patrons, for coming in.
Thanks,
quick,
patrons.
Hot and fast. Sometimes it's like half an hour before and I'm like, quick, vote on these now. And they do it. So here's number one.
Thank you.
Read by the typeface Alexander Smith.
Typeface. Question one, if you could control your dreams, what would you dream about?
Ooh, how whimsical.
Oh, my God.
It's like lucid dreaming, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same
but
way.
Like,
you're kind
it's
of just,
essentially the same
you have,
thing.
You're aware that you're in the dream.
Yeah. Let's take
and
it to the next level,
control
though. So
of
it's
the
like
situation.
Full, like, Matrix-level control, I assume. Where it's like,
oh God, no, this isn't a dream though. No, we need to confine it to a dream because otherwise you're just creating perfect simulations that you control. Right.
Yeah,
so it's a dream, and before you go to bed at night, you get to choose the theme. All right, that's how this is going to work. All so right. You're like, I want a dinosaur dream, or I want a space dream, or I want a flying dream, you know, like that kind of thing. I think it's all you could really do without just getting into simulations. Because you know what dreams are like. You kind of, they feel normal, and then people do weird stuff in them that you're like, this is normal. And then you think about it afterwards, and you're like, that was not normal. What was going
normally
on in that dream?
Normally, it's so abstract, you couldn't even really remember the details of the dream. In what someone
depends,
did, or the actions they took, or what their face actually looked like.
I don't know about you. As a kid, I used to remember my dreams and have much more of a present relationship with my dreams. Like, I remember a couple of times I was able to do a few things in my dreams that, like, I actively thought of. I was like, you know, for about 30 seconds before I woke up, I would be like, oh, I'm in a dream. Oh, shit, I can do whatever I like. You know, but then almost immediately you'd start to wake up. And I felt like that would happen much more as a child or growing up than it ever does now, for sure. Like you say, it's usually much more vague nowadays.
Oh, I definitely went through a period of, like, actively trying to lucid dream as well. Because I thought, like,
I
this is revolutionary. I could control my dreams. This is cool as hell. And the trick is to, like, when you wake up in the morning, you try and, like, doze again, and that's the perfect time to do it. But anyway,
I know what you mean. I think I've had that as well.
Yeah, it's like that weird, like, semi-conscious drifting back off.
You kind of drift out of. You wake up slightly, and you're like, oh no, I was having fun there. But then you kind of fall asleep again naturally. But you know you're in a dream.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a knowledge there.
You're
like,
aware
now I can do
of
anything.
Like the science of it, well, not the science, but like if you just tell yourself, I'm about to drift off, I'm going to be dreaming soon, and you take that into the dream, you can actually just keep thinking that and be like, be aware and keep your conscious part of your brain active. It's interesting.
Do either of you dream often? I don't dream anymore.
Yeah.
You do dream regardless, is whether you remember it or not.
I don't remember.
So you probably
dreams.
Don't remember anything. I remember my dreams from last night. It was weird. Pyrian Flax was
in it. Last night. Oh, Pyrian was there. Nice.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know what he was doing, but we were like in a sleeping bag together. It was weird.
What?
Okay.
It was really strange, and I don't know why.
In a sleeping bag with Pyrian Flax.
He was going through like a tough time apparently with his like family or something, and he'd like done something, and I'm like, it's all right, Pyrian, get in the sleeping bag. It's gonna be okay.
What on earth?
It's a very bizarre. But that's like my dreams are very. They're very fragmented. They're like moments like that where they're just suddenly something else.
Was it even Pyrian? Do you even know if it was Pyrian? Really?
I know it definitely. I never looked at him. I never saw him.
Really,
but like,
get the face.
That's Pyrian back there.
That's Pyrian. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what. I do remember some of them. Not often though.
This is such a abstract question though. Really, if you could control your dreams, what would you dream about? Like, surely you'd dream about just like, I don't know, being some sort of crazy god or something that you could do anything, or like, you know, Superman, where you could fly and, you know. But I mean, I guess that's what I would.
It would be
about.
Some form of escapism, wouldn't it?
It would be some
form of escapism because that's what dreams kind of are.
You'd be, you know, all your dreams would come true in the sense that, you know, maybe you would be wealthy, maybe you would have all the things you ever wanted, and then you could still fuck around with zero consequences. That's the great thing about dreams. Is if you, like, that's why when you know you're in a dream, you can fucking go crazy. You can be like, fuck that guy. Punch him in the nose. Nothing happens to you. You're fine. And punching him is slow and very annoying.
Yeah.
But when you get there, it's like a tiny little tap.
Just a gentle brush.
Punching the dreams in dreams is the most frustrating thing. And we've talked about it before. It really is.
It riles me up, honestly.
Have you ever annoyed at someone and there's like, oh, God, no. Ah, this Piers Morgan. I want to bloody give him a big punch. You can't. And it sucks.
I want to know why that is. Like, why?
I mean, it's not the case.
He's just a knobhead.
It might not be the case for everything. Yeah. It's definitely sexual, Ross, I think.
Do you think so?
It's to the do slope. With, I think, erectile dysfunction.
Oh. It's a direct link. It's a causal link.
Speak to a psychologist about that. Why can't I punch and dream? You're impotent. Oh, am I? Okay,
you
shit.
Just find out that you're shooting blanks and that's why. Yeah. It's a very common sign, actually.
Your
we'll
sperm
get you tested.
Count is very low.
It's very low. People with higher sperm counts really connect in their dreams. They've been saying there's a massive punch I did the other day. God, I'm virile.
She brings out a punching bag and I punch it in real life really poorly. It's like, well, actually, this is just. Maybe this isn't all.
Do you know how to punch?
Yeah. Well, close your fist for starters.
Close your fist when you punch. Don't hold it loose.
Keep your thumb outside.
A little slap.
And close the fist, damn it.
This guy just doesn't know how to punch.
Interesting theory from our live audience. Shalawa saying it's because your muscles are relaxed. So the signal to your brain is like confused by the idea of using your muscles in a dream to punch. Mm. But your muscle... they're switched off. The signals to your muscles are turned off, essentially. So your brain can't process it in a dreamlike state. That kind of makes sense to me.
Often when you're in a dream, you feel as though you're drifting through it. And also, like, with your I feel it's a very visual experience a lot of the time. So, I mean, and audible. But, I can imagine that because you don't feel as physically involved in dreams a lot of the time. You feel like you're sort of passing through them, don't you?
Experiencing them,
Or they're passing past you, exactly, yeah.
I would like to be a superhero, yeah. I'd also like to be in a ridiculously high fantasy / sci-fi world for a bit. Mm-hmm. That'd be insane. Like, I'm just going to get in a spaceship and fly around and warp jump and go to places and then destroy a galaxy, meet aliens. It'd be wild. Yeah, I'd love to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, to be the invincible hero in a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, where you are just like, there's no actual risk to me here, but I'm playing for stakes. I mean, it's the Westworld experience, ultimately, isn't it? Again, we can keep going back to it, but that's kind of what Westworld played upon, is the idea of, and LARP, to an extent, is sort of the infancy of this idea. You know, one day, maybe this will be developed to this point where we have other shit going on, like androids and projectors and things like that, but
potential.
It's cool. It's fun. It's a play set, isn't it?
Well, let's.
I just remember reading about Inception and how there were a lot of reviewers who were kind of annoyed at the lack of sex in the film, because not just because obviously they're perverts or whatever, but because dreams tend to bring that out in people. You know, that is a part of a lot of people's dreams, you know, sex and stuff. And when you consider that they're in these scenarios where they're kind of doing these, you know, crazy missions or whatever, and like sex is never even brought up. Obviously it's a 12A or whatever, but that was an interesting point where that would be something that most people dream of, you know. Or
I would say that but then also if you open that door, then you need to open the door to the rest of the psyche.
Crazy,
which, like, you know, exactly. There's no terror. There's no paranoia. There's no, any of the other elements of the mind within Inception either. That everyone's kind of quite in control, you know, which, again, is not dreamlike. So, I don't know. I think that's a difficult argument to angle, because it's just... Because why didn't you consider everything, essentially?
Well, it's just like it wasn't even touched upon, I don't think, really. I think maybe... No, barely. Barely even touched upon, which it seems like that would be quite a distinctive thing for a lot of people to dream about and do dream about, you know. So I'm gonna go fucking in my dreams.
Yeah,
final answer.
Okay,
I could definitely see that in another director's vision.
Okay,
where they're chasing a guy and he's just in a massive orgy all the time. It's like, which person is it? I can't find it. It's so sweaty in here.
I'm under here.
Well, yeah,
piles of bodies. But that, fair point.
Yeah.
But Chris Nolan's probably a prude, so let's move on.
He wants that 12A. I think that's really what he's after.
Yeah, he wants that 12A.
Yeah.
Second hypothetical is, if you could merge two games together and make a new one, what games would you choose, and what would be the result? So another like kind of whimsical smash two genres together, see what you get out of it.
GTA 5 and Skyrim, and then we'd actually get a new fucking game.
But GTA 5, so, I mean, what aspects of each of those games do you think?
I just want them to release an iteration of either of those games instead of re-releasing them.
Right.
And that's obviously what GTA 5 was recently released again on next-gen consoles. From PS3 to PS4 to PS5.
Oh.
Probably to the next one as well.
Doesn't the PS5 already have backwards compatibility?
Like, I think it'll play on it. It should play on it, right? But it'll be in PS4 level graphics. So it's basically just upscaled and whatever else. I mean, I don't know. When was the last time you played through the campaign of GTA 5? Five years ago?
Years ago. Yeah.
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 I've done it twice.
Constantly doing the intro because my cloud save didn't sync.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I want to get online.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great game, but yeah, I think they're milking it just as much as Bethesda milked Skyrim, or milking Skyrim still.
Yeah.
But I think that's not the question, I guess, is it?
No, it's what if you could merge two games together to make a new one, what would they be?
It's a tough one, isn't it? Some people make whole podcasts on such a subject.
I know. Well, I'm creating like new games? Let's pitch.
How about Alien Isolation and Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? So you're just trying to like do some vert, but it's a fucking alien.
it's here. Skate that way. That would be quite the contrasting games to come across. Like a suspense stealth horror.
Yeah,
while skateboarding, which is a loud activity.
You're just trying to do horse with a mate.
Yeah.
And Overcooked and Surgeon Sim.
Overcooked and Surgeon Sim.
Holy shit.
I think those could gel quite together if you're like doing multiple. So you're basically just doing loads of surgeries. Like
high speed surgery,
yeah.
And you're like having to pick up.
I'd play that.
Yeah,
trying to pick up surgical equipment from a conveyor belt, and then it goes through a portal, and then like the body keeps moving around. That'd be wild.
Oh my god! Yeah, that could work though. I think with a little bit of.
I think
tweaking.
It's way more interesting if we just put two completely stupid games together. What have we got? I'm looking at games online right now.
Trying to think of what there is. We talk about the games that have been announced recently, maybe we gel them all together.
That's true. PlayStation did a State of Play. Let's merge two of these games together. You got the new Wolverine game coming out, made by Insomniac, who did Spider-Man, of course. They've also announced Spider-Man 2, so clearly they have so many devs in Insomniac Games working on two AAA titles at the same time for Marvel. So let's mash them together.
Yeah, did they say that Wolverine was going to be in a similar style as Spider-Man 2?
Literally a cinematic. Teaser.
That's what it was. Yeah,
he was just sat at a bar. Some guy, he's like beating up the whole bar because he's got bloody knuckles. And then one of the thugs comes up to him with a knife, and you just see his blades come out of his hands, and that's it. That's all you see. So literally nothing.
Doesn't
I bet
you
it's
anything.
Almost exactly like the Spider-Man games, though, where it's like action.
Yeah, Spider-Man was good.
Beat him up.
How did he get into so much trouble that he had to fight the whole bar?
It's just Wolverine. He's just pissed off all
the
time.
Some people
just
jump on him, don't they? They're like, wow, this guy's got knives in his hands, so I'm going to fight him.
Yeah.
He heals all the time. Maybe they just like trying to hurt him. Hey, break a chair over this guy's head. He'll come back.
Hilarious. He's absolutely fine.
God of War Ragnarok. That's been shown now. Gameplay.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. Yeah,
I feel like I would really like, truly like, something like Skyrim mixed with Elite. But that is ultimately what Star Citizen is trying to be. And it's obviously proved to be such a monumental task that game is not going to be finished for about another 15 years. Mm. So I don't know whether asking for something like that, but I would love a true open world RPG with a gigantic universe. I mean, just imagine having your own ship, you know, your own customizable ship that's like your living quarters. You can make it as big or as small as you like. You can have like a little ship. You could have a carrier. You could have, you know, you could go down to planets. You could mine on them. You could grow food. You could form crews.
Holy
you could land on carriers.
Just live a different life.
All, all this stuff, right? And you could, you know, try and strike it rich in a global economy. You could explore the reaches of space. And all the while, inside all these ships is real interactable RPG elements. You know, there's like crew you can talk to. There are trade hubs and arcades like the Golden Saucer you can visit in the middle of space. You know, like all of these cool, amazing
player
things
as well
that neither Elite nor Star Citizen can get right. But I feel like we're on the edge of it.
Mega dev.
Well, Starfield could be something like this, which would be fantastic.
It won't.
Although I don't think it'll have a massively multiplayer element. I think that Starfield could be a bit like what was that game that came out recently that was a little bit Fallout inspired, but it was about space, Planet something or another.
Coaster.
It was really quite good. Not Planet Coaster. It was an RPG.
I don't know.
Oh god, I played it for a bit.
Outer
it was all
Worlds.
Right. Outer Worlds, yeah. Outer Worlds. I think Starfield's going to be like a next gen Outer Worlds. Personally, I think that's well. And I think Outer Worlds is a very good game. I think it was a little shallow, but I thought it was a good game.
Yeah, same. It was fun to begin with, and then got a little like rinse repeat. I think Starfield's going to be another Bethesda single player RPG. I don't think it's going to break the mold and be multiplayer, unless they've announced that it's going to be multiplayer. But I'd like to see like a. The top developers saying like, okay, we've got the developers, the space engineer doing the whole like voxel based build your own spaceship from scratch kind of thing. That technology with Star Citizen technology of like landing on planets, with Elite's technology of flying the vehicles, with the like simulation games,
all of the UI elements and that sort of stuff.
That'd
and the way that you say
but
I mean of what we've seen of Starfield, I hope it can be enjoyable. It looks good.
Yeah, what's something that's with the kind of visual integrity of something like Flight Sim, the latest one, merged with GTA and Cyberpunk? So it was a good Cyberpunk.
Christ.
Obviously, the current Cyberpunk was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's still dreadful, even months later. But like, if you actually had a working Cyberpunk that was good, like GTA, you
if
know,
Rockstar
well,
made Cyberpunk.
Maybe if it was an MMO.
Yeah, if Rockstar had given it the Rockstar depth.
Yeah.
But it had you had access to the world.
Oh, shit.
A massive game. But that could be amazing.
But like a dystopic version. So there's like tech and stuff in
course,
our world.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that idea.
But like, considering how cool Flight Sim is when you're just flying over real locations or whatever, imagine that and you can actually just fly down there and then, you know, start doing missions.
Oh, yeah, you
can
go to your own house
really
and
cool.
see like how the AI is kind of like taking your house and made it like dystopic, futuristic. That would be cool.
And all the while, everything's completely destructible.
Oh,
brick
fuck.
By brick, and can be rebuilt brick by brick. Everything's based on atoms.
God.
Okay, so this entire world can be structured in perfect detail to our world. It's the Matrix.
God.
I've remade the Matrix.
It'd be in ruins in seconds, I reckon. Everyone would just destroy
it would
everything.
Be, my house! You've
my
just
house.
Crushed my house with your plane, you idiot! We'll build this back up, brick by brick. Come on, lads.
I feel like for everyone that's like willing to build things, there are 20 more people that are willing to destroy it.
Jesus Christ. Minecraft's a good example of that with the griefers.
Well,
but
real
destruction
griefers,
in games, I love that.
We now have our entire podcast destroyed with an ad break, but if you're listening to this as a Patreon supporter or maybe on YouTube, you won't get an ad break at all, so we'll see you in a second. Wow, literally a second for those
that
are supporting us on
second,
Patreon.
Mate,
thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Anyway, I like that idea of fully destructible, using world data, Cyberpunk made by Rockstar. That's good.
That's great. But it's crazy big. The idea of something unfathomably huge, which I don't know if it is a bad thing, because sometimes the huge games, I mean, just after playing something like Final Fantasy 14, just like getting around
could be
sucks.
Shallow. Yeah,
it can be taking ages to get to places. So like,
it's space for the sake of space rather than anything.
Yeah, but like, I guess if you were that into the role play a bit, you could basically just do the GTA thing, get cars, get into subways, get on actual planes.
We could literally recreate.
I don't know how tedious that is in a game format for real.
We could go through all the national forest like we did in our RV trip, but in the game in Cyberpunk version.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Fly over there, parachute out. Bam, we're in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take, at least a decade for that. But I mean, just look at like the improvements in Microsoft Flight Sim, like you say. So the most recent Flight Sim uses amazing data, really. You know, the fact that it's largely data-driven, and then I know there's some weird renders, a lot of weird renders, but it does look amazing. Like, going over Rome is like, holy shit, this is close to a sightseeing tour. Like, you know, like, as in some of the roads and shit aren't done, but it's like amazing. You can fly around some really well-modeled stuff. And also, all of the flight mechanics and internals on the plane should be close enough that you could at least start to learn to fly a plane in that thing, you know? Yeah. Like, you could understand the basics at least. It used to be, you look at flight sim 10, 20 years ago, it's probably a better look. And we only just had 3D graphics. You know, it was only sort of just starting to render buildings and things like that. And yeah, I mean, one day we'll be able to fly down, land and get out and walk around for sure. Probably when, you know, you can't go outside in real life anymore.
Yeah.
We'll be really good at rendering it anyway.
Remember when Earth had sun?
Yeah.
Wow. Nah, this is too sci-fi. I can see the sun. I can see daylight. What the hell is this stuff? All right, well, should we move on to funny news or this week I heard / saw?
Sure, yeah. We talked about the
PlayStation happening. State of Play.
We did, yeah. I didn't actually watch it all. I saw those trailers for the games that are out there.
The important things. Knights of the Old Republic remake. That's exciting for those that never actually played it. It's a BioWare game. Yeah, it's like a
really fun,
super in-depth RPG, kind of like Mass Effect style, but set in the Star Wars universe. And it's hailed as one of their best games.
Yeah, not only was like it stylistically really cool, with some really, really fun ideas and really interesting era, you can really customize like how you build your Jedi. So you could build like a Jedi that was a bad person with a red lightsaber and like force electricity and like, you know, all this other worse stuff. The more dark you became, the more access you got to dark side powers, which was really cool. Yeah. And the lighter you became, the more you became like an arbiter of the light, and you would eventually start glowing. I think it was really cool.
The Star Wars universe having like the light side, dark side, it works so well with BioWare's like good and bad, like swaying thing.
When did it come out?
The original 2002, 2004, something like that.
Was it a console game or like PC mostly? Mainly?
Both. It came out on console, I believe, of the old.
Yeah, it was the original Xbox. It came out on
2003.
Yeah.
There so it's go. An old game.
So are they remaking it basically kind of like the Final Fantasy VII remake, where it's actually been remade rather than just any kind of graphic?
Yeah, they call it a remake, and I don't know if there's like a business-wide adoption of what that means, because some people
say remaster
remake,
or remake, don't they? Remaster feels like they upscaling. Up the textures a lot, and then keep most of the game as it was.
It is a remake, yeah.
A remake is kind of from the ground up again on a new engine, maybe.
Yeah, I hope so, because it certainly needs it.
Yeah,
it's very old,
but that sounds good.
Be good to that sounds very cool, and I'm fingers crossed that BioWare are kind of coming out of their Mass Effect Andromeda hole, because holy shit, they lost a lot of reputation with that, but we'll see. God of War Ragnarok, I mean, it's just more God of War. That was an enjoyable game.
It looked great at the time as well, so I don't really know what they can improve on there, other than obviously upgraded PS5 graphics.
Oh, well, Sting, like, can't even get hold of a PS5. So
no, yeah, well, we yeah, I've not. Well, it depends if you're really eagle-eyed and like following all those websites which are trying to tell you when they're in stock. It's just like,
I can't be asked.
God,
I'm not
it's
that
been
excited
over a year,
for
like almost a year now.
Need more games like this to come out before I'm like, yeah, I'll get a console now. Like, there's literally two or three games on there that I'd probably play for like a few hours each. And it's like, did I need to buy a PS5 for that? Probably
well,
not.
Well, it helps if it's the kind of game as well that like you can play on your own. Because like with me anyway, like when I play a game on console, if I can play it on PC and like be on Discord with people or something like that, I'd much rather do that.
For sure.
But like when the original Red Dead came out on consoles, I'd happily sit down with my, you know, really nice 4K TV and like all that stuff and really enjoy it that way, which is really fun. So yeah,
it's like gaming's KOTOR would cinema be a experience, right?
That's how I treat consoles. Feels like it.
It's like you sit alone.
Well, the new consoles are embracing mouse and keyboard now as well, like making them more compatible. And I think Sony have done a deal with Discord to get that on the console.
Cool.
So that would be quite a good integration, really.
That's really good.
Especially for all the cross-platform stuff coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they just need to adopt, instead of like being these like closed-off ecosystems, which is nice, I still think like it's clear that there are certain softwares like Discord that everyone uses.
Exactly,
it's like,
yeah.
Stop making me use PlayStation's party system. Just like integrate other third-party things that do it better. And I'm glad Sony's doing that.
Yeah.
Microsoft needs to learn a few things or two from that. Christ.
Yeah, right. But, jeez.
So that's PlayStation State of Play. Shall we move on to just some stupid news?
I mean, I see a Tic Tac thing here. We talk about these a lot. Now, I'm not talking about the refreshing, what is it, mint, I guess? Mm-hmm. What is this article? Who found this article?
Me, I found it on the Daily
Star.
Seems
that you've trawled
through
Daily Star in the mirror here, which, you know, that's where you get most of this, these accurate facts.
So,
did you read this article, yeah? Because I think I actually stumbled across it as well.
I read it a little bit, Ross, but again, it's like a skimmy skim. So apparently on Google Earth, a user has spotted a mysterious base in the Arctic with Tic Tac UFOs emerging from it, which is probably just little habitats, but sure, we'll call them UFOs.
I'm just waiting for it to zoom in.
I'll show the picture for everyone. Here we go. There it is. So this
it's
is the
of
base.
Like a pods
Wait,
attached
so they
to like
think
a...
that those are the UFOs coming out of it?
This is just an Arctic base.
This is just a research base, isn't it?
It's just the shape of the base looks kind of like futuristic / sci-fi.
No, it's probably
basically
just well made.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason the Daily Star is running this, and nobody else.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool, and it's probably there for a damn good reason to like fight the cold or do research in such a climate, but. I don't think it's where the Tic Tacs go to recharge their Tic Tac energy.
So apparently it's a Russian Arctic trefoil military base.
Yeah.
Okay. That's and where it is on the map.
The thing that baffles me about this report specifically was that somebody was obviously scrolling through Google Maps or Google Earth and they found it themselves or whatever. Yeah. But surely, like, if this is photographed, are there people looking at every photograph that's been taken by these satellites? Like, who work for Google Earth, or is it all algorithmic? Is it all like kind of just calculated and then it's like put up like online?
Any government wants to hide, especially the US government, imagine it's probably taken off. But yeah. I don't know, there might be so much data that they physically couldn't have it handled all by humans. Right. Maybe not.
Satellite's doing imagery, isn't it? Automated.
Because I just wonder if there is a chance that you could be scrolling through this and find some secret somewhere that they didn't see themselves, but I feel like it's almost
pretty unlikely.
Unlikely that they wouldn't have found it, or at least to come up on their radar of like, we got a building in this really random place. Should we show it or not? Like, I don't know, but it's very interesting if it's completely random and you could find new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool.
It would,
but this is not as cool because I think it's clearly just a Russian base. Nothing really to do with UFOs. They said they saw Tic Tacs coming from it. Are they referring to the shape of the buildings?
I'm pretty sure it's just the buildings.
They look like Tic Tacs. Yeah, they do.
They're just doing the classic CSI thing. It was like, that looks like that, therefore they're the same thing. Anyway, more UFO news, very important, from the Mirror very reputable. So from Daily Star to the Mirror, there's been a wreckage from a mysterious UFO crash that could unlock alien secrets. So debris from 70 years of alleged UFO crashes, 70 years of them, what? Has been studied in a new state-of-the-art lab machine at Stanford University in California, and many were hoping some mysteries could be solved. So, yeah, lots of debris from crash sites over the last 70 years have been gathered.
Right. Some lab machine.
So there's been metal debris dating as far back as 1947, obtained through on-field research for supposed crashes in Colombia and Argentina. The new multi-parameter ion beam imager, making it sound scientific as if it's credible, gives scientists the chance to look at the atomic structure of a selected material. There's actually straight up nothing coming from this other than that they're saying that they're looking at metal. That's it. That's all the news is. It's like, we're looking at metal from alleged crash sites, which, it's still metal, guys. It's just metal.
I mean, it could just be like meteorites or something like that. Yeah. That could just, because if it's a microbiologist looking at it, maybe they're looking for, because they say microbes hitch a ride on comets and things like that, and meteorites. And
could be how.
So yeah, it could just
be
stardust. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It reminded me of that article that I found about the Egyptian pharaoh-like burial knife. where they did that imaging on that metal, and it's like the amount of a certain property of that metal in the knife itself is unlike anything else on Earth. Like, there are no deposits that are that rich in that specific metal. How the hell did the Egyptians make that knife? There's nothing around the area, which is interesting. I found that super interesting.
Yeah.
So there's so not, yeah, so, so yeah, that knife was actually made with a piece of like moon metal. Like, they think that it was forged using a meteorite. So
that's cool as hell.
The depth. I mean, there's lots of stuff like that around Egyptian history where you find out the sort of the lengths that people went to deify their leaders. But yeah, this person had this leader had a knife, like you say, that was made. That included star metal in it, ultimately. Wow. I don't know whether it was in the hilt or in the blade or in the scabbard, but yeah, a person literally had a knife made from metal that fell from the stars. So you can kind of see how they thought they were gods.
Did we find out if the aliens made the pyramids, or do we need to go over there and like kind of investigate this ourselves?
What, to Egypt? Yeah, kind of be like.
It's about time we get much further. The middleman, and we start doing our own experiments.
Look, this is heavy.
I know this is like funny news, but this leads me to another interesting thing that I read about the other day, which is how long certain civilizations have lasted for, say like the Roman Empire or the Egyptian Empire. What do you think is like the longest civilization of like modern day, like, you know, agriculture beyond?
Was Roman, how long was Roman? I don't really know much about
it. Depends on how you classify it, but... Anywhere between, roughly, I think, 1,000 years. Anywhere between 600 and 1,500 years, the Roman Empire existed in some form. But it changed a little bit. It was, I mean, yeah, chance saying this, but I was originally thinking maybe the Ottoman or maybe the Mongol Empire as well. One of those two, I imagine.
So the Roman Empire was roughly 1,480 years, which is insane, really. If you think about it,
amazing. The Roman Empire.
The Kush
did loads
Empire
of stuff.
Was from 1070 BC to around 350 AD, which is now known as the Republic of Sudan, which is Venice as well.
1300 years.
Venetians ruled for an amazing 1,100 years, from 697 AD to 1797 AD. I think the Egyptians were about 3,100 years.
Really?
Which is just crazy if you think about, like, the Roman Empire is like a third of that. So no wonder the Egyptians had plenty of time to, like, create a very established culture, god system, hierarchy, and, like, pyramids. They had a long time, like, dominating their civilization, which is just crazy, and surviving that long as well. Whereas the Americans have lasted about how long? 500 years at most.
A bit longer than that.
So
it's not much.
If you put that
kind
in perspective,
when you go there in certain places, insane. It's not
a lot of knowledge. British Empire lasted 300 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Like, but then as time's gone on, I think the empires do last a less amount of time because of the nature of progress and modernization.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, so you'd isolated. Hope that one day we would become the human. Unity conglomerate or something. I don't know. Not necessarily the human empire, because it just sounds so goddamn evil. But
human empire.
If we ever become a species based on our planet rather than our countries, then who knows?
Ottoman's not actually that long. 623 years.
Still longer than the British Empire.
All of this,
which
is just
so lauded.
Everything that I just talked about, like agriculture beyond, is only 3% of like human existence. On the time scale
3%.
Of like
modern
humans, and since hunter-gatherer era, it's just 3% of how long humans and the we've been on the planet. So, you know, I'm thinking there's been ancient civilizations that have come and gone and left no trace. That's all I'm saying.
There must be in some instances.
Apparently, it only takes like 10,000 years for most things to break down into an untraceable amount of rock, essentially. Think of how much that could
think of all that progress, all that.
So if humans were to destroy itself now, and in 10,000 years the only trace you'd see of our existence would be an increase like carbon in the ground, just a slight increase in carbon. Everything else, maybe some like concrete and stuff, but it would be mostly broken down to nothingness. Like our entire civilization, there'd be no trace of its history other than a carbon footprint in the ground, which is nuts.
It's very humbling, isn't it?
Maybe some microplastics and polymers, yeah. But yeah.
Quite a lot of plastic.
There's loads of plastic, Jesus Christ, yeah, right. I found there's an article here talking about developed civilizations. Man somehow swallows entire phone and then needs doctors to remove it.
There'd be no trace of this, thank God, in 10,000 years.
So says, yeah, he somehow managed to swallow an entire imitation Nokia 3310 phone. Not even an official Nokia 3310 phone.
Story. It's just a fake one.
Doctors in Kosovo had to help the unidentified 33-year-old man.
Oh, weird.
Oh, that's weird. There's three of them right here. Which one of us did this? Who went to Kosovo recently? Which one of you? Trot?
Fine, you got me.
Are you?
I dropped this and it's just Kosovo in the background.
How could you swallow it? But yeah, he somehow managed to swallow it.
I got
it's too
picture.
Large for him to digest and put his life gross. In danger as corrosive battery acid could have leaked out.
Yeah, he got
so there was still a fucking battery in it. It just wasn't...
Yeah. Was there a is there a story behind why he swallowed it? It says a name I can't really pronounce there, Skender, who led the medical team, shared photos on Facebook of the phone after it was removed, as well as x-ray and endoscope images while it was still inside. He managed to remove the foreign object without cutting into the stomach by taking it out in three pieces with endoscopy.
Oh my God.
What happened?
There were no complications, he said.
I mean, that's fair play to the goddamn doctors, because
they have to deal with such shit.
What a ball ache getting that thing out is without hurting them.
It's just, but there must be loads of cases where people have done some dumb shit, and
usually up the butt.
A doctor's just like, "This is what I have to deal with. This is why I was rushed in here for this guy to swallow
7 years
a fucking
of med school."
Phone?
Yeah.
How do you swallow a phone? Apparently, it's slightly smaller than the 3310. It's an L8 Star BM90, just in case you wanted to get a phone that you could swallow. According to local media, the man took himself to hospital in Pristina as he was in pain from swallowing the object.
No way.
Shit.
Maybe he was going to smuggle it into prison or something.
Maybe, but I think it goes the other way. Because once you pop it up the pooper, it's probably easier to retrieve.
They check that, though. They check your butt these days.
How are you supposed to get the phone through? You can get tiny phones now, can't you? Like, literally those like minuscule ones.
You're really
like,
small.
That tiny one, is it Austin Powers has? I swear he has a really
tiny
phone.
Yeah, I mean, they're really popular smuggling them into prisons, essentially. Yeah. That's partly where that's come from, I think.
Exactly,
just
yeah.
keysterable phones.
According to the British Society of Gastroenterology, most foreign bodies people swallow pass spontaneously.
Mm-hmm. All right. Said. Most phones that people swallow.
Most foreign body objects.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
But 10 to 20% of cases require endoscopic removal, and up to 1% could require surgical extraction or treatment of a complication. They said that coins, buttons, plastic items, batteries, and bones were common items that were swallowed when they shouldn't
be. Batteries. Oh, my God.
So there you go. I mean, there's no story of why he did it, though, which is the question everyone would want to know.
Come on.
I want to know why that person did it. They're still alive.
Unsatisfying article.
Tell
I need to know the story.
Why?
I once accidentally made my little brother swallow a pound coin.
Accidentally made someone else swallow something. How did you act? Hold his mouth closed?
They were like, I was like, swallow. I'll swallow this or something. He was like, this was like four, we were like quite young. Definitely. He was about 10 at least. It didn't kill him. But he was just like, oh my God, I just swallowed it. And I was just like...
A pound coin!
What happens now? I don't know. We never saw it again. I think he was all right.
Is it maybe still in his body?
God, probably sat somewhere, yeah.
I doubt it. I think it's quite easy to pass a pound coin.
We'll it probably out. Is easier than a phone. I mean, did he ever find out? Would you know?
No.
What if it was just perfectly inside just a large turd?
Exactly. You break it open like putting the pound coin in the fruitcake. You know, like the.
I feel like you would notice
like a tradition
that going
about that, isn't it?
Through though, a hard
you think
object.
So? I don't know. Think
through.
About some of the size of your poops. I don't think a pound coin is.
That's
you're telling me
point.
Every single one of your poops
true.
Have all it's had a smaller than diameter than a pound coin.
No, that's true. That's true. It's just metal.
Oh boy.
You know? I feel like you'd notice, but There's a lot of internal things we've done recently on the news stuff. We can try and steer clear of those in future. But there's
the
so
stuff
many.
That makes the weird news articles, though.
It really is. Like, it's not funny. It's
shocking.
People
seem to keep swallowing weird shit.
Or putting things up their bottom and then just having to get them surgically removed, or cameras up there or whatever.
Botty.
So goddamn cameras.
Be careful. It seems like it's rife, you know?
Be very careful out there. Yeah. Especially with phones around your mouth.
On the mirror.
Yeah. Just, maybe he was holding it. He's like,
I'll see if you can hear me better. And he just starts putting it deeper into his mouth. Can you hear me now? Wait, hang on. Oh, it's bloody gone. Oh, I didn't press end call. That's going to cost me.
Yeah, can you end the call? Thank you.
It's fine, as pay as you go. It'll
you're just talking
eventually.
To them. Well, I'm going to presume you can still hear me. I'm just going to talk until... feel free to hang up.
Yeah.
My minutes.
My minutes. Right. Please hang up. Are you still listening in there?
Well,
Jesus.
On that note, thank you for listening to our shenanigans this week. Our tired / wired conversations. I hope you enjoyed the hypotheticals. If you have any good ideas, let us know.
What would you say to somebody who likes to watch entertaining things on YouTube?
Oh, should absolutely go check out our variety of YouTube channels. One recently, our main channel, we call it, Hat Films. We uploaded Ross's big birthday Game of Strife, we call it, which we did in our warehouse. Ross, you describe what you went through.
It's a variety of events. I think at one point I became a pro skater, a racing driver, an actor, a gambler.
A news broadcaster.
You took part in... I took part in some dates. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There was a lot in that. We really
was a lot.
Blew our load on that one video, but I mean, it was a good test for the warehouse stuff. So if you have watched our stuff, or maybe you haven't watched any of our Hack Gaming stuff and waiting for some stuff on the main channel, that is a good place to start, because it's a good sample of what we can do.
And of course, video version of our podcast is on Hat Chat on YouTube as well, so go look for that. All our channels are linked together, so if you look at more channels from us on any of those pages, you'll see the network of the Hat Films universe all come together. And thank you very much for the Fingal today. If you have any sort of music that you want to throw on the front or back of our Hat Chat episodes, please send them in. We very much like receiving them to hatchat@hat-films.com, along with any hypotheticals or any other ideas that you may have. And once again, huge shout out to our patrons, who will be credited at the end of this video, patreon.com/hatfilms. Thanks for keeping us alive and having the ad-free version available to you guys. If you don't like the ads, you guys get it ad-free. And we're doing this weekly, so we'll see you all next week. Have a great week. Indeed. Don't swallow any phones. Okay.
Try not to resist it. Resist Please temptation. Resist.
Try not to.
Just say no to phones.
Be safe. Say no to phones. Goodbye, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Bye.